ferry service operated for 8 weeks last year. We know the amount of money that it lost, but we also know that in the longer term, the ferry service is not only viable, but it's absolutely critical to any showing. And Donegal, it's critical to the Causeway Coast as well, because it brought many, many tourists in both directions.
We know that there have been various times in the past where the future of that service was unclear. It would appear on the face of it that this time the threat to the long-term sustainability to that Foyle ferry service is worse now than it's ever been before.
I'm not so sure if that's true, but certainly we have a problem in Coleraine and convincing unionist councillors there that actually cross-border tourism is absolutely critical to filling empty beds in both sides of Lough Foyle. We do know that the committee has not recommended subvention, but that goes to full council meeting very shortly. And I think without trying to raise the political temperature in any way, we have to convince those people that a small amount of money would create many jobs in the Causeway Coast, for which they are the custodians of the ratepayers. I wouldn't give up hope at this stage, although I'm disappointed when Tourism Ireland and our international tourist body has their work done for the year and, of course, couldn't report that the ferry service is operational. But look, we need to convince unionists that thousands of tourists are coming into Ireland through Dublin, Shannon and Knock. They're going up the west coast. They're following the Wild Atlantic Way. They're going to Malin Head, of course, which is never more popular than it is there. I was there at the weekend calling with the Coast Guards to offer my condolence on the death of their colleagues. And you couldn't help but see for yourself the number of tourists that are there. Many of those would go into the north if there was a ferry service.